I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
Greetings, adventurers. Today we're excited to introduce you to a new story, Dark Dice, a horror podcast that blurs the line between actual play and audio drama, where the story is determined by the roll of the dice. Six adventurers embark on a journey into the ruinous domain of the Nameless God. They will never be the same again. One of the players is not what they seem after a doppelganger, a creature that can assume the form and voice of whatever it kills, infiltrates the team. As the players are picked off and replaced one at a time, can they figure out who the monster is before it's too late? Can you? Here's a quick example of what our show sounds like.
The shambler with the jar of liquid inside of him.
Soren Arkwright let loose an arrow that cracked the glass, passing through the spine of the creature. The shambler still managed to maintain its forward momentum, but stumbled as it eagerly tried to bite and swipe at Soren, landing near his feet.
As Jeff Goldblum has now joined our cast, Dark Dice is available however you listen to podcasts.
What's up, everyone? I'm Noah Daniels.
Hey, y'all. I'm JJ.
Hey, guys. I'm Kat. And we're here for another episode of the Real Hauntings podcast. And I'm doing the intro today because I'm bringing on one of my old friends. We're not like old, but like
we are old.
I guess we're kind of old.
We're getting there.
My friend Liz is coming on the podcast today, who I met in middle school.
Yeah, I think so.
One of my OG friends in middle school, and because we used to compete for like AR points, like reading points, and we fangirled over Orlando Bloom. These are just things I associate with you.
Oh my goodness. Wow. Don't come back.
I know. You had like an Orlando Bloom purse that either I gave you for your birthday, or you gave it to someone, or I saw someone give it to you.
I'm pretty sure it said future Mrs. Bloom, and I'm cringing at that memory.
Yes.
Was this before or after?
It was during Lord of the Rings. It was during all that.
Like he was like fresh off of Pirates. He was like, you know, dreamy. 2003. It's like 2003. Yeah.
He really peaked, and then like
he's still fine.
How is he doing? But what is?
He's married to Katy Perry. He doesn't have.
Oh, he's married to Katy Perry. Yeah, he said.
And they like have a baby and stuff.
Okay, Orlando.
So and then we went to high school together, and then we just like dropped off the face of the earth, which is fine. Like
we still stayed in contact with social. We did that whole social thing.
Right.
To be fair, and I didn't talk to anybody after high school, not because of any reason. I don't know.
Well, same here. And I was just saying, like, you know, we were good friends. We were never like frenemies. We were never like the tightest friends ever. So it's kind of makes sense. People drift and they come back together. And I think that's really cool because it feels like we're both in similar places in our life. And you just started your own podcast.
It's called the In Between Podcast. And before I get into that, I just want to say, Kat, one thing that I've always admired about you is you're a fellow artist, fellow creative. So you were in band, I was in chorus, and you did theater stuff too, right? But it was like community theater. Because I remember us like you were, because I remember that someone named Hunter, am I remembering that correctly? I was like, oh my gosh, this is so exciting. Just another fellow creative. I love being around creative.
Yeah. And
I like to imagine while Kat was doing her whole, like, this is how we know each other speech, that Liz is going, oh man, so we're not best friends.
All right, well.
I mean, I did start to sweat a little bit. No, I'm just kidding.
What if I was like, actually, we brought you on because remember that time you used to bully me? No, just kidding.
Like, get her.
Oh, gosh, was that me?
No, never.
We're the
never.
Cyberbullying podcast.
That's for another conversation on your podcast. But let's get into ghosts first, and then we're going to go talk about your podcast. But okay. I'm glad we touched base because you sent me some cool sneak peeks of stories that you have. I haven't told them yet.
Oh, you haven't? Okay.
It's usually opposite. Usually Noah has the stories and we haven't heard it. But anyways, yeah. So before we start or get into them, we're going to hop over to our Believe-O-Meter. And we would love to know on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 meaning you literally have a ghost right next to you that you are best friends with, 0 meaning you don't believe at all. Where do you lie?
Well, I do not have a Casper the Friendly Ghost next to me. I am going to say a 10. I believe in the otherworldly. Absolutely. I may not understand it. You know what I mean? Certain parts of it, but I think that's just part of life. You just aren't going to always understand everything and you just have to embrace that. And that's what makes it exciting and also kind of terrifying sometimes. Really quick. We were talking before the call, or excuse me, the call, I'm in like corporate mode, excuse me, before our episode, you were talking about skeptics and this and this. So before y'all started this podcast, were y'all true believers or were you skeptics then? Like, so I'm just curious, is this what helped enabled you to be like, oh, snap, crackle, pop?
Yeah, I would say I'm pretty close to a 10 now. When we started, I was probably around a 4 to 6, depending on the day of the week. Mm-hmm. We have done so many of these interviews. And for me anyway, I won't speak for Kat and JJ. There have been things that even we've seen and heard from people that now some of them I would even consider them my friends that I cannot explain other than the fact that it has to be something supernatural. Yeah. With that being said, there are also people that we've had on that I don't believe at all. But I would say that I'm pretty close to a 10 at this point.
Yeah. I feel like I started off like just shy of 5 and now I'm like closer to 6 or 7. I definitely am a 10 in the fact that all the people that have come on, most of the people that have come on have had really true experiences and they believe that. I don't know when
Yeah.
It's been a growth process. What about you?
I'd say when we started, I was somewhere between 0 and 1.
Love it.
Yes. And now I'd say I don't really like assigning a number to it. I guess I would say maybe like a 5, like just middle of the road.
Whoa.
I prefer, instead of a number, I prefer agnostic. Yes, that's Kat exactly what I was gonna say.
Pushes her imaginary glasses up on her face as she's
which there. By the way makes me like have to do this. Like that. There's like a psychosomatic.
I moved my hand to my face.
And did
I
you do it too?
I tried to casually play it off, I won't lie, but it's okay.
Really funny.
Yeah. It's impossible.
It's a personality trait for people with glasses.
It's like when someone yawns and then you have to yawn. It's the same thing with pushing your glasses up your nose.
But yeah, you know, somebody, I did a recording with Becky, My Bloody Galentine. You know, she pointed out that Kat and JJ and I, what we're doing really should be considered our own paranormal investigations. Granted, we're not taking scientific data, we're not doing our own recordings or
qualitative study.
Yeah, but we're definitely taking, I think whenever we do our final episode, I think we will have the largest catalog of firsthand account, you know, of ghost stories. And I think that'll be pretty cool for people who are curious about the paranormal to go back and see interviewers who aren't, you know, necessarily diving in and trying to convince people like, oh, all these ghost stories are real, you know? And I think that's what kind of separates us hopefully from other podcasts. But Liz, I am curious, how old were you when you had your first supernatural encounter?
The story that I have to share was, I think it was 2017, excuse me. Cause it was before my car accident. And I mean, I don't know. And also I want to disclaim something. When I said 10 with the otherworldly and believing all that, that also includes just like the afterlife, the just being more, I'm not even talking about heaven and hell necessarily. It's just like, I don't know if it's an energy or something. And I
think
and all of that fall in that realm.
Yeah.
So I can't explain it, but I believe in something. So that's why I'm going to say it's a 10. Sorry. I've been sitting on that while y'all were talking about your answers. I started like marinating a little bit more and I was like, all right, let me just.
Yeah. It's a hard thing to think. Cause I feel like when we started this, I was like deconstructing out of my like super religious kind of a phase and all that stuff. And very confused because it's, you know, you're taught to believe in spirits and it's never talked about. And anyways, I totally understand that. Cause now I'm like, there's something we live here and it's a,
there's no way we're all just on this blue random planet in the middle of randomly nowhere and just floating and chilling. And that's just it. Right.
Yeah.
Anyways, sorry, not to get all there. But so my personal first experience was back in 2017, I was 26, but I grew up always like my Nana would always tell me the story of how when her mother was dying and she died like in the house, this would have been my great grandmother. She passed way before I was born. But when she passed, my aunt, so my mother's sister, was very upset, obviously, and like walked outside. And she said, like, her spirit was like out in my Nana's front yard, like telling her it's going to be okay. Just be there for your mother kind of thing.
Like your Nana's spirit was in
her mother. So, cause like my Nana's mother passed in my Nana's home. And So my aunt was very upset. My Nana's daughter, my mother's sister. And so she like ran outside in the front yard and was like on the cul-de-sac, like curb, like kind of crying. And her name was Mama Pate. She's from Alabama. So Mama Pate, the spirit form of Mama Pate showed up. And now this was just a story that I was told over and over again growing up, and they used it as like, you know, the religious upbringing and Jesus and God and all that and angels and things like that. But I always kind of had this, like, it was, I'll be honest, it was like more of a fear of like, what's the afterlife? What's the unknown? I was like spooked. Mm-hmm. So I didn't really watch scary movies. And then I had some weird experiences happen. So I don't know. Do I just like dive into it?
Let's do it.
Yeah, just to recap that, and you probably said it, I was just more in awe of the story. How old were you, the basis of that story with Mama?
Oh gosh, Mama.
Mama Pate.
Mama Pate.
Mama Pate. I remember them telling me that when I was like,
who definitely sounds like a franchise owner of a Cracker Barrel. I just want to throw that out.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, that's right. The last name was Pate, like P-A-T-E. So one word, one syllable, very, very, very country. But I maybe six, seven. Okay. I remember that story for as long as I can remember. So, it could have been sooner, but like I said, it was more of a fear memory. Like they kind of used it as like fear, like, you know, gotta be good, you know, go to heaven, gotta go. Da, 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 da.
She was like an elf on the shelf for you, kind of.
Kind of.
That's wild.
And I always just kind of thought Mama Pate was like in my Nana's house. Because like they always just talked about her like that. I don't know. It was just a lot for a young child that had no siblings, no friends. I was like by myself in an overactive imagination. So I would hear things. I mean, not really, but who knows? Maybe now thinking about it, but probably not. I think she's gone because there's no haunting at my Nana's house. But so let's fast forward a couple of decades. And this was like the first. So before this event happened, my now husband and I had just moved in together for the first time. And this was like 2016. Yeah. And I started having what I thought was lucid dreams, and it was or lucid dreams or sleep paralysis. And what would happen is like, I would feel like I would be asleep, but I couldn't move. That's why I thought it was sleep paralysis, mm-hmm. but I was fully aware of what was going on. So that's why I was like, well, is it lucid dreaming? But it was the weirdest thing. It was like my body was like vibrating. Like I can't even explain it to you. I, at the time, I didn't know what was going on, but I think like I was trying to astral project or something. My husband, then boyfriend would wake me up because I'd be sweating, kind of like tossing and turning. And I'm just like, these are crazy dreams. And they weren't so scary. It was just more, I could not control waking up. I had no control over what was happening. Mm-hmm. And that freaked me out the most. So that happened, several tens of times. And I just like, again, must be my overactive imagination. I have bad anxiety. Maybe it's this, who knows? So then we moved to West Midtown. This was like 2017. And again, I've been having all those weird like dreams. I say dreams in quotation marks. And one night, and we got a pup. We got a pup later in 2016, like in December 2016. So she was about 6 months old in our new apartment. And we were sleeping one night, and I used to really have crazy dreams, not necessarily scary, but just very vivid dreams. Right. Mm-hmm. So I was dreaming one night, and I don't remember the dream, but it was like my dream got interrupted all of a sudden, like we interrupt this message kind of thing. And I am walking down a staircase and I can tell it's a subway going, I'm going to the subway. I've never been to the subway, never been to New York, but I can tell my dream is subway. And there's always people walking past me. And this gentleman all of a sudden stands in front of me and I can tell he's dressed from out of this decade. So he like looks like he's like 1920s, 1930s. So like imagine like the wife beater tucked into really high pants that are kind of baggy and pleated. And he's kind of got that newsies, like newsboy hat on, but it's a grown man. And he grabs my arms, like I'm standing here, like, you know, by the shoulders, by the arms. And I feel it physically in my dream. And he like spins me around. My feet are like, you know, in the air. And this is all in a dream. And he looks at me and he's like, "You're not who I'm looking for." And then I woke up and he was like at the foot of my bed. Yeah. And like, oh. But it was not scary. Like it was not scary. And I did the whole thing where I kind of like, you know, rub my eyes. Cause I'm like, what in the heck?
Yeah.
And he's smoking a cigarette. And that is like, the smoke is what I saw. Like, I mean, I see him totally fine. And my dog is at the foot of the bed. She looks at him. And then I start shaking Stan. I'm like, wake up. And of course, you know, he kind of fades away, but I was like, interesting. That was so crazy.
Wow.
That's super weird just to like have a dream and then have someone come up to you in the dream and be like, "You're not who I'm looking for."
Wait, but that kind of
so strange.
I feel like that kind of helps us understand sleep paralysis a little bit more. Cause Noah and I have both had it countless times. I had it last week and it's so bizarre. Cause you're right. You're awake for some of it. You can't move. You try to like vocalize to get someone to like shake you and it's awful. And then sometimes it's like Inception where like you're having it in your dream and then you wake up and you're still stuck in it, but now you're actually awake. And I feel like yours is the first story we've heard where there's a next step. Like maybe it is some sort of like weird place where,
oh, just wait. I have like part two of this story.
Well, before we move on, I am curious. So you said that the gentleman was at the end of your bed. Was he translucent? Did he look like a fully formed person?
Yes, he was like a fully formed person. And he was dressed in the exact same thing he was wearing in like the dream. And he was smoking a cigarette and he was just sitting there like just chilling. And so clearly he was looking for somebody. And I mean, I don't know. I know it's a whole other conversation of like spirits that stay, like if they're looking for unresolved business or this or that, or is it just like molecules left over from their death? I don't know. That's like a Netflix documentary I heard about.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system. So wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales, because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
But do you, when you dream, do you often remember your dreams?
So the next story that I'm about to tell you, it traumatized me so much. I have not dreamed since. I'm not even.
Wait a minute. You like self-deleted your dreams?
I honestly think it gave me so much, like, I don't know. But then again, it was so intense. And when I tell you a story, you'll be like, okay, now I see why. I don't know if it just like, if something part of my brain just like shut off, because like, remind you, building up to this moment, I was having these weird experiences in my dreams where I was just like, oh, I'm kind of OCD with my anxiety, right? The last thing I want is not to have control, let alone when I'm sleeping, right?
Yeah.
It's like an autopilot thing already. Mm-hmm. And I can't like, it just, oh my goodness. Like right now I'm getting hot. Remember like thinking about all of these, like, oh. Or I'm like triggered or anything, but like, I'm just like, God, I remember that almost like not cardiac arrest, but you're like convulsing on the bed because
yeah,
I was just sleeping, but in my head, I'm like, I cannot get out of this body. Like I'm like alien coming out of my rib cage or something.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, you're going to have to tell us right now.
I really hope I just didn't like build it up so much. And then it's like, oh
no, it'll be good.
So, love a good dream story.
So this was not too long after that experience with the gentleman looking for somebody. And like clear as day, wrong decade, like dressed, you know what I mean? That's how it was so out of like the picture, out mm-hmm. of the outlier. So one night we're sleeping and I can't really describe it exactly like, but, and maybe you guys can, JJ, you and Kat can speak to this, but I remember always knowing when I was about to lucid dream or sleep paralysis, mm-hmm. like you kind of like, I can't explain it. It's like, I kind of started to get like a sense of the dream and I was like, oh shoot, not again. I cannot have this happen again.
Yeah.
And that's when like the, you know, the anxiety and the panic would ensue. So remember when I mentioned it first started happening, our first apartment, it was a very weird feeling. Like it was almost like my body was trying to separate.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it's always felt. So this one night, oh my goodness, we're sleeping and all of a sudden I start to have the feeling and I'm like, oh, not again. But I literally, and I will never forget this for the rest of my life, I am leaving my body and I am trying to fight. Like I'm fighting. And so remember in Peter Pan, like when they're learning how to fly, they're like swimming through the air, like silly. That is what's happening. We had really high ceilings. I am like floating away from my body. This is the first time it's ever fully like left my body. It's kind of like floated on top, never thought anything too much of it. But like, this is the first time where I am perched like a gargoyle. I'm not even kidding. I know it sounds so silly, but like I couldn't really go anywhere. And it was like pulling me to the top corner of the room. And I was just like watching. I saw me and Stan in the bed, like there's our bodies. And wow. There's my dog on the floor by the front, by our bedroom door. Well, she was, you know, like 7 months, so 8 months. So she was still kind of a puppy. And we kept the door cracked open because she'd like to go lay in the kitchen on the tile.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like perched in this corner. Like, this is not ideal. How do I get back to my body? I cannot leave. I'm trying to like swim, but it's like my feet are like stuck, glued to the corner of the ceiling. And all of a sudden, this like toddler infant, like young boy, he's wearing like a black and white striped shirt and he's wearing like denim overalls, rides through the door. Remember, the door's open. He's on a little like red tricycle. And I want you to think of the most stereotypical red tricycle a toddler is going to ride. Okay. And oh, I'm getting goosebumps. This is the part that I cannot express enough. The intense evil energy that I felt, I'm getting goosebumps. I will never forget it in my life. And he just looked at me and I was like, what in the actual hell is happening? And I see our body's down there just sleeping. And he's just staring at me and like, it's evil, like all consuming evil. My dog lifts her head up. So I'm watching her as some psycho gargoyle spirit, whatever the hell. She senses it. You know what I mean? And he is stationed like basically right in front of her. Like he rolled his bike. I don't know how long it lasted. It was probably like 10 seconds, 15 seconds. Felt like forever. I was also, you know, whatever the hell in the corner of my ceiling. And as soon as he leaves, I was able to finally float back down to my body. And it was the most intense thing that's ever happened. Scared the absolute bejeebies out of me. And like, I did some lots of healing, lots of energy cleaning kind of thing. And I was like, I hope that never happens to me again. But I have always felt very intuitive. And this is kind of where that whole like belief of what there's else out there kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying I'm a psychic or all that kind of stuff. No, but I just mean like there is an energy. There is a dimension. There is a plane that we are maybe we're walking along with. I don't know, but yeah. It's out there. More people are sensitive to it. I don't know what the heck that was. I'm assuming it was like some form of astral projecting. You believe in that. And that was like a different plane. But this is the crazy part. I researched it. Cause I was like, what? And like, cause I mean, when that happens to you, yeah. You don't just go, okay, let's just go about our dailies. I don't. I'm like, what just happened to me? And I was reading about astral projection. Of course I was on Reddit. So I was like freaked out. Mm-hmm. And then I was reading about how demons will disguise themselves as infants and small children.
Mm. Yes.
We've heard that from some of our guests before mm-hmm. that they're like, it's always the ghosts that look like little kids that you got to look out for. Cause they're like,
and
most people who die are old. So,
and everything that you're saying, like, I totally believe that it happened to you. And I totally understand the feeling of just like having this really intense energy after a really intense dream and also being locked in your body. I have never heard anything like that though, floating up, like you could see, were y'all wearing the same outfits and everything?
Yes. It was like, gosh, I'm not trying to compare it to Insidious because that movie is traumatizing for me as well. But because I'm honestly like a scaredy cat just a little bit, you know what I mean? I mean, I'll watch scary movies, but like, I'm not like a fan of scary movies, but it was full on completely separated from my body. The craziest thing was just like looking at like, okay, they probably were like 10, 11 foot ceilings. So just picture like an adult sized body. If it was Spider-Man in the corner, that's what was happening.
I know. That's all I can picture is you just like manically up in this corner. Like what the heck?
But that's exactly what I was doing. Like what? I can't get over the feeling of just seeing me and Stan laying there. It sounds insane. When I messaged you it, I was like, I don't know if I sound crazy for saying that, but this experience happened to me. And then when homeboy rolls in and like, again, we've all felt weird energy, right? I am talking the most evil, dark, something is not okay. Like to make it fun, but like, no, seriously, not okay.
Do you remember if the kid had black eyes or not?
Oh my God. Yes, he did. He had black eyes. Damn. Oh my God. Are you going to freak me out? I'm scared.
He's right behind you.
Wait. Everybody, can everybody just stop really quick? I need to go turn on I just need to turn on our overhead lights. Okay. Because I'm scared. So don't talk.
I am definitely sweating. That is for sure.
The reason I asked if it had black eyes, because we have heard stories of the black eyed children who people believe are don't some Google kind it. Or oh, do, no. But who are people believe are some kind of demonic presence that presents themselves as children. We had a friend of the show come on and tell us about black eyed children who knocked on her door. I think when she was out for a skiing trip with her family and her family had left to go run some errands. And it was, you know, if I remember it correctly, she described it as, you know, essentially demons that were presenting themselves as children knocking on her door that had black eyes, like soulless black eyes. That's what it made me think of. That and Red Rum. I just kept hearing red rum, red rum, red rum, red rum.
Why did you do that voice? And then our blind black cat just jumped up and scared me.
Oh, I mean, I feel like light flickering like follows me everywhere. And I just finished Stranger Things. Like, of course, like everybody.
Oh, don't tell me. I haven't finished it yet. Y'all, this podcast has made me so superstitious. I was walking to work the other night and a black cat just ran out from me. And I was like, well, that's it. Here comes the bus. Let me just step out in the street.
Oh, no.
I would like to say on behalf of black cats that a lot of shelters have more trouble adopting out black cats because of that, and it's they're not bad omen.
Wow, my mind is blown by that entire story though. And now, last time we talked about,
you're like, this is a thing. Like, of course it is, because I mean, demonic, evil. Yeah, that's exactly how it felt. Like, not hide your kids, hide your wife, kind of thing. You know what I mean?
So your boyfriend at the time, husband now, is he into believing any of this stuff? Did he have any weird vibes at night?
No, he slept through it all. He believes in it. he believes in it, but he did not wake up at all. Now, he has woken me up when I've had not that experience, because I was watching, you know what I mean? So no, he was not waking me up. But the times in like our first apartment, when I first started experiencing this weird, whatever was happening in my sleep, I would wake up with him like on top of me being like, are you okay? And I wasn't always like screaming or yelling, but I'd just be restless. Like, you know,
Ever talked to a medium or psychic about that experience?
Not about that experience, but I have been to psychics and things like that.
Before. What if I maybe kind of brought on two medium psychics that we do stuff with to give you their opinion of what that whole experience was?
I mean, I'm down, but if they tell me that I'm cursed, I may throw up on your podcast.
Here they are. No. Okay. I'm just curious. I would love to know what Evelyn and Jess have to say about
it. I would love to know, because like, I'm not kidding. I haven't dreamed. I cannot tell you the last time I dreamed.
Wow.
That's the most fascinating part to me, because I have super vivid dreams. And this is also why I asked you if you remember your dreams, because I find that a lot of people like Kat and I that have vivid dreams that are, you know, have these night terrors and, you know, all these other things.
And you guys, both of you get sleep paralysis.
I tend to only get it when I'm really stressed out or anxious now. It's pretty rare that I get it. Now, there have been periods in my life, like when I was going through my divorce, that I got it a lot, but it's pretty infrequent now, especially that I take Lexapro now. I don't get a ton of issues just in general with anxiety, but it still happens. It happened about 3 weeks ago. I saw a spider drop down. But it, like I said, I've said it 100 times on podcast. It has happened so many times. I don't even pay it any attention. Yeah. I'm just like, the day that it is going to be a real spider, it's just going to eat my face, because I'm going to be like, that's not real. It's too big to be real or whatever.
Well, that's a very traumatic experience that you had, Liz and Noah. And it sounds like yours, you know, maybe are washed out by, you know, whatever things going on in your life or medication. Cause for me, it's very inconsistent. I feel like we go through phases where we can't sleep and then we'll take something to help, like melatonin or something. And then, I don't know, my dreams are inconsistent, but a lot of the times they're very vivid or sleep paralysis, or I wake up like super emotional and I wish it would go away. But it's, Liz, you mentioned like after that dream, you did a lot of like energy healing and kind of stuff like that. I wonder if you did something so intensely that you like protected yourself, which is amazing. And please teach us what you did, because I would like to try that.
I'd like to know what I did too. I got in a pretty bad car accident that gave me a really bad concussion. So maybe I just like scrambled my brain a little bit, and because my car accident happened like not too long after that. But I don't know. Cause I used to.
Do you think that kid was an omen for your car accident?
You know, I never thought about that. That's interesting.
But you know what?
No, I really want your medium friends to come on. I want to talk to them.
Yeah, that would be really cool. Also, black eyed children, like usually they ring a doorbell or knock on the door, and most of the stories of people encountering them are them opening the door to them, and you're not supposed to let them in.
Well, the door was open.
Right. That's the thing. It like was something. Sorry.
I got chills. Ew.
It was coming into your room, but
they say the same thing about the black eyed peas too. You shouldn't open your door to them.
Fucking asshole. But maybe
sorry. Yeah. See, black eyed peas are gonna start singing it.
I know.
We can't afford that, so please.
Oh yeah, right.
But maybe it like it felt the no from your dog or from you up in the gargoyle corner.
That's just, I just think it's so interesting that you just don't have it happen anymore. I mean, I would certainly miss the dreaming part of sleeping for me, because I have had so many interesting, vivid dreams, and every now and then I have ones that I can control, which I like. But I don't have a super ton of horror dreams anymore. They do come, and when they happen, I really hate them, because they're, you know, I wake up and my pillow will be wet because I was just like sobbing the whole time, you know, or what have you. But a lot of times they're like, that I remember, they're pretty pleasant. I mean, I've shared on the podcast before, the craziest thing I ever happened in a dream was when I was a teenager, and I literally dreamt a whole life, or it seemed like it. Like, I had a wife, I had kids. I remember very vividly walking on the beach with my like love of my life, and then this couch, and just seeing everybody age throughout time on this couch, like almost like something you would see in a movie, you know, like people like cinematically running by, and now the kids are this old and we're this old, and you know, we're this old. And then waking up, and it for a brief moment, it made me really question like what my reality was, because I had such a strong visceral physical connection to this person that does not exist, to the point now that I'm in my mid 30s and I'm still talking about this experience I had as a teenager. And I only bring it up to say that I love the topic of dreams. It's always a fascinating thing. I don't know if people always connect it to supernatural or the spiritual world, but it is really interesting. You know, I've had dreams where I've seen something in a dream and then it's happened. So I mean, there are things, there's something there more than what we can just explain to, oh, it's just a dream. I went to sleep and I woke up. And that's, it's not for everybody, but I mean, it does happen to some people. So I appreciate you sharing that story, as horrifying as it was.
Well, you know, don't they say, and I don't know who they are, and I don't know exactly what they say.
The Illuminati.
You know how they say, like, we don't use like 100% of our brain functionality. And I just wonder, like, when you're sleeping, or like when, like, at, you know, not to say I've tripped, but you know, and they say you do things.
You can
like
say
that.
You've tripped.
Okay. Well, I tried it once, and it was an experience, to say the least. I was a very young and stupid teenager, and it was, it was fine. I was like in an apartment, but it was crazy. And just like the way things looked and sounded, it was just completely upside down from what life is in reality. But it made me think, just like, you know, how they talk about, we only use like X percent of our brain power, blah, 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 blah. So I'm just like wondering if when you're well rested and you're sleeping, like, so your brain is like shut off, right? Essentially, if that's when whatever, I'm not trying to say doors open, but roll with me. You know what I mean? Like, there is that connection. Maybe if you are more intuitive or somebody who's more open to that kind of stuff, I have no idea. Like how some people are,
well, yeah,
people are this. All I know is that was just not real. Like, that was not our dimension, that whatever was happening in. But then the dream that you're describing, I haven't had something exactly like that where it was like a whole life cycle, but I've had, back when I would have crazy vivid dreams leading up to this, and I've had them my whole life, I would have dreams where it would be like someone else's life. I was living it, and I'd wake up going, wait, who the hell was that person and that man? Like, it would be like a different relationship and like a whole different environment, home, bed. I'd wake up and I'm like, where the hell am I? Because in my dream, I was somewhere else.
And it's and I bet you've had this happen. I've had dreams where I wake up in the dream, but it's still the dream. And then I wake up in real life. Like, there's some trippy shit you can go through in a dream. It reminds me, I just saw, I got a new radio installed in my car today, but it was kind of farther away from where I live. So I had to basically spend the whole day just walking through like department store parking lots to burn 6 hours. So I went to an AMC and saw the new Doctor Strange movie, which was all about like paranormal universes. And
it was wild.
Spoiler alert, I'm not going to give any spoilers, but just in case you want to skip this part,
there was a really mad multiverse.
But anyway, like they kind of hit that dreams are actual realities, that kind of stuff. Yeah. But here's the funny note about what happened to me today, seeing that movie. So I haven't taken my reflux medicine in like 3 days. I've just forgotten to take it. So I had to poop during the movie, and I missed the last like 15. I missed the entire conclusion. I have no idea how Dr. Strange saved the day. Literally, when I got back into the movie theater, I sat down and it was him like arm to arm with his allies during the thing. And they were like, you crazy bastard. I can't believe you did that to save the day. And I was
you
like,
missed
what did he do?
Craziest part.
I have no idea. Crazy. So I'll have to wait and see it on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
That was my afternoon.
How long were you pooping?
15 minutes. I already said it. I feel very uncomfortable and exposed right now. Let's move along. So Liz.
Well, speaking of uncomfortable and exposed, when you're dreaming and your brain waves are kind of low, same with like meditation, when you're like training your brain. I mean, people say that that's the best time when you can communicate with spirit world. So if you're already like pretty perceptive and intuitive and all these things, I think your brain is already, even if you don't know how to hone that or understand it or feel it when you're sleeping, maybe it's more open, which is kind of maybe what we're experiencing too. Waking up in the middle of it, like I had a creepy dream the other weekend or week where I was like being chased by some old lady ghost or something. Oh, and like, I just kept hiding from her. So I hid under my blanket in the dream and I woke up like under my blanket in real life.
And I old lady ghost, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, stop. No, I think we were in Florida.
Oh, okay.
Were we? I don't remember.
I don't remember.
Anyways, if anybody out there listening is a dream specialist.
I was about to say, you guys, we need like a dream doctor. Like
we do.
Somebody yeah. to come tell us like, what is the connection?
We need Dr. Strange.
We do.
Yeah. Well, Liz, if our fans have really enjoyed listening to you on this episode, why don't you tell us about your podcast and how they can get more of you on the daily?
Yeah. So it's not about ghosts and things like that, although totally fascinating. So it is called the In Between Podcast. It's like life's in between. So mental health, funny stuff. It's not just like, namaste, let's talk about breathing. No, it's not that. I don't know how to breathe that well. That's what everyone tells me. Everyone's like, breath work will help with your anxiety. So yeah, but no, it's talking about imposter syndrome, self-empowerment, believing in yourself, but in a really fun kind of theatrical, like imagine a theater kid having a podcast talking about self-love, self-improvement, just being the best friggin' version of yourself. And also understanding that we're all in the, like, I almost said we're all in this together. And I just want to start doing high school musical.
Together. Oh, I better stop before we have to pay. Wow.
Yeah. This is thankfully you guys will show like the actual video footage of us dancing. Just we're all in this together in the sense of like, we're all kind of struggling. I went through a really, really bad period the past couple of years of like mental health, depression. And I just realized, wow, had I known that so many other people are struggling with this, I wouldn't have felt so alone. And as much as I hate that we are, you know, struggling with our mental health, it is so much better and comforting to know, even if I feel like I'm in a hole and there's no light at the end of the tunnel, there's other people there. And I don't mean that as misery loves company. That's not the message I'm trying to say,
but it does.
I'm just trying to say together we're stronger, you know?
Right. So, yeah, for sure. And it's so true. Like if we had had some of these tools growing up, imagine like how much more understanding we would have on steps to take.
I would have believed in myself so much better.
Yeah.
Yes. I probably would have went after my dreams and goals when I was like 18 and young and naive and like, what am I doing? I mean, I barely slept up like an adult now at 31. So
that's super cool. I can't wait to listen to it. We're all theater nerds. So I love it. I feel like we would totally benefit.
We're all theater nerds who are on mental health medication.
You know what? That's going to be our fan club's name.
Yeah. Yes.
Theater nerds on mental health medication.
Yes. Well,
I'll tell you mine.
Yeah. I'm super excited to have you back on to talk to one of our friends.
I'm so excited.
Yeah,
for sure.
But also, why don't you tell us your handles, your podcast and your personal one if you want to.
Yes, absolutely. And I was just thinking you'll have to come on too. We'll figure out the episode. Like maybe we can do In Between, because I try to name my episodes like, and I don't know why I decided to do this, but now that I've done it, I'm like, I have to keep up with it. But like In Between whatever the topic is going to be, right? So it could be In Between Hauntings, In Between.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll figure it out, but it'll be a great time. So on Instagram, it is in.betweenpod. So not podcast, just POD, in.betweenpod. On TikTok, find me on TikTok. It's the In Between Podcast. I was able to get that handle all the way.
Nice.
Instagram, not so much. Curses. But, and then my personal is Elizabeth Cheney_.
I will say it made me feel really good. The fan was telling me that a lot of the people they find and listen to their stuff. They literally click on their stuff from the descriptions in our podcast. And I was like, oh, somebody reads these. That's so great.
I have so much fun writing the descriptions. I don't know if that's just me, and I will crack myself up sometimes. I'll be like, Stan, come read what I wrote. And I'm like, nobody cares. But
I do it after editing for like 3 hours. Yeah. So I'm just like, jabba, 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 done. So with that, I'm Noah Daniels.
I'm JJ.
And I'm Kat.
And I'm Liz.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times bestselling author of supernatural horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the planet?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
Of course.
What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.